Without a driver's license, it's tough to get around, to open a bank account, or to get into some government buildings. That's why Democratic lawmakers in New Jersey are renewing a push to create a new kind of license that would be accessible to immigrants in the United States illegally. Details from WHYY's Laura Benchoff.
12 states and the District of Columbia already opened up their driver's licenses to unauthorized immigrants by expanding the kinds of identification they accept to issue a license. New Jersey Assemblywoman Annette Quijano is behind the push to do the same in the Garden State. Her chief of staff, Shane Darris, says the program would acknowledge the reality that there are unlicensed drivers on New Jersey roads right now.
So when someone doesn't have a driver's license and they're driving, and we know that's happening, right? When they hit somebody, if they're fearing deportation, they're going to get out of there.
In other states with expanded licenses, more drivers got insured. Javier Torres de Janin with the Camden Group Faith in New Jersey says unauthorized immigrants wouldn't be the only beneficiaries.
It would also benefit certain senior citizens, survivors of domestic violence who can't access their documents for whatever reason, homeless people.
To be clear, these licenses are not recognized by the federal government, so they can't be used to access federal benefits or vote. Dave Ray is director of communications with FAIR, a group that wants to limit all immigration to the U.S. He says these licenses send the wrong message.
You have to question the logic behind providing somebody who's not supposed to be in the country in the first place with some form of identification.
Assemblywoman Quijano has been pushing some version of this bill for 3 years. Republican Governor Chris Christie promised to veto it, but Governor-elect Phil Murphy campaigned on making it law. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.